throw the film on. I mean, let's start on defense. Calais Campbell, Ngakoue, Miles Jack, Telvin Smith, Marcel Darius, Jalen Ramsey, A.J. Boye, Gibson at safety, D.J. Hayden, the stars, playing really well. Offensively, I mean, you look at some of the things they're doing with Leonard Fournette. You know, they're just a very, you know, you look at the punt return with D.D. Westbrook. I mean, this is a very good football team. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a very hard game. We're going to need all of our fans. We're going to need our players and our coaches to have an excellent day on Sunday.
I feel like coaches always say nice things about the opponent, regardless of how good they are. Sometimes it's true. Sometimes it's false. Oftentimes when a team is 5-10 at this point in the year with week 17 coming up and a coach is saying the things that Bill O'Brien was saying right there, you go, all right, coach. But he listed a lot of guys on defense for this Jacksonville team that are playmakers, that are near Pro Bowl or Pro Bowl or All-Pro caliber players right there. And I think this is going to be a tough game on Sunday. The spread opened at 9 for the Texans. Where I look at things like this, it's down to 7. So it's down under a touchdown now. I wouldn't touch, if you're a Texan fan and you're thinking of betting on the team, I wouldn't touch this game with a 10-foot pole. To me, Josh, given the Texans' challenges on offense right now, and I know Deshaun Watson's been great at protecting the football by and large over the last 9 or 10 weeks, really since that Buffalo game in week 6, but this team is having a really hard time running the football. Yep. They're having a hard time once again protecting Deshaun Watson, although it's not early season bad, but it's not great. I think the worst case scenario for this game, I don't think Jacksonville comes in here and steamrolls the Texans by any means. I don't think Jacksonville's going to score enough points to do that. I think the worst case scenario for this game is it looks a lot like the Buffalo game did in week 6, where the Texans commit some silly turnovers. There's a ton of pressure on Deshaun all day, and you need some sort of mistake by the other team at the end to eke this thing out. Keep in mind that Buffalo game, the Texans were down by 3 in the fourth quarter and needed a field goal drive to engineer a tie, and then they needed Nathan Peterman to cough one up to Jonathan Joseph just to win the game.
He coughed up the back-to-back interceptions too at the end of that.
The game sealer to Kareem right after that.
Right, yeah. And that's there were a lot of games during the 9-game win streak that kind of ended in that way where they needed a big play to happen. They needed something big to happen. I mean, if you look at the Browns game wasn't nearly as close, or it wasn't like the Bills game, but if you look at the moments where they needed something crazy to happen, Justin Reed being able to catch and force a fumble on the 1-yard line to get that ball back, because if they score a touchdown there, the Browns, who knows what that game ends up looking like.
Yep.
And the defense has found ways to do that, but
not to interrupt you, the 4th-and-1 in the Titans game,
absolutely,
where the Titans are going in right here to this end zone that you and I are looking at here on the south end zone, they're looking to convert a 4th-and-1 down inside the goal line, and the Texans stop them on 4th down because they hand it off to a tight end for some reason, and then the very next play, Lamar Miller takes it 97 yards to the house.
That's another great. They've found ways to win by these weird plays that aren't something that you see often, but they kept finding ways to make those things happen, those sequences happen. The last 3 weeks, they haven't done it as much. And offensively, like, the defense is what it is. There's going to be some bad coverage. They're going to let a lot of wide open receivers and tight ends catch passes. That's just going to happen. But on the offense, that's where I've been the most concerned over the last 3 weeks. Is defenses, like the defensive schemes that these teams keep coming up with, are finding ways to combat the play calling that Bill O'Brien's used to help mask some of the offensive line problems, where they're throwing blitzes that the Texans hadn't really seen throughout the first 12 games that they had played. And now it seems like teams have kind of figured out what Bill O'Brien's doing. And that's where I want to see an adjustment, is in his play calling. How can you make adjustments? What adjustments are you going to make to continue to help that offensive line and also get out of those blitzes? They're going to need a lot of quick pass. I don't want missile screens.
No.
But a lot of quick passes and a lot of a quick passing game and dump offs, especially with the way Deontay Foreman can play that. And hopefully Lamar Miller can come back in some fashion. But
well, DeAndre Carter has been a nice find. This team obviously needs a healthy Kiki QT. At some point this season, they need a healthy QT. Maybe further down the road, it looks like these playoff games, if the playoffs shape up the way we think it's going to shape up, the Texans are going to be in some games where they're going to need 30 points to win the game.
Yeah.
And so they're going to need more offensive weapons, work in the middle of the field. Deshaun is most comfortable statistically working the middle of the field. So, look, at the end of the day, you still have Deshaun Watson as your quarterback. And my feeling on this team right now is you're going to go as far as he can take you, given how much burden is going to be put on him offensively, given how much pressure is going to be put on him by opposing defenses, and given, too, I think, the number of opportunities that your defense, the Texans' defense, is able to force either via play calling that gets you turnovers or just some dumb luck that gets you turnovers. They've had both of those things happen where, you know, for example, the Browns game, especially those first two interceptions, that was Romeo Crennel, you know, just confusing a rookie. There have been other instances, like the first Colts game, where Ryan Kelly snaps the ball off his ass, and it lands 2 feet, you know, it lands in the end zone, and they jump on it, and they score a touchdown. The one thing the Texans have done really well this season is taking turnovers that have occurred in the opposing end of the field and turning it into 7 points.
Yeah.
A vast majority of the time, when this team has turned the other team over, whether it's a forced fumble or an interception in opposing territory, not necessarily inside the red zone, but certainly inside the other team's, say, 40-yard line, and sometimes in the red zone, Deshaun Watson has done a great job at turning those opportunities into 7 points. His team hasn't always been great in the red zone, but they've been good at taking turnovers and turning them into 7 points. That may be something they need to do. They did that in the first Jacksonville game. They needed two fumbles by Bortles in order to convert those into touchdowns. That may be something they need Sunday. I thought Mike Meltzer put it best this morning on Mad Radio when he and Adam were on this morning, Adam Clanton. And he said that he thinks Bill O'Brien may need to start coaching his team. Like, the defense isn't very good.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe not in this game. Maybe this is a game, Jacksonville, because how challenged they are offensively with Blake Bortles. Mm-hmm. Not any weapons that really scare you on the outside that you can manage your way through this game. But if you're playing the Colts in the first round, and if you make it through that wild card round, and now you're playing the Patriots, let's face it, the other quarterbacks in this playoff that you're going to have to go through at some point are probably Andrew Luck, Tom Brady, and Patrick Mahomes. You're going to have to go for it on 4th-and-2 on the other team's 41 at some point.
Yeah.
Not in a desperation situation. In the first quarter.
Right.
Because chances are, if you punt the football back, it's going to take that opposing team 1 or 2 plays to get it right back to where it was before with the way your defense is playing.
Yeah, you make that call as a momentum swing. You make that call to continue momentum early in a game. We've seen guys, coaches in the playoffs, make that call time and time again when they know that they're the underdog team, when they're the less talented team or the team that looks like they're the one that shouldn't win the game. And what have we seen from the Texans' defense? I honestly think one of the best things about the Texans when they started that 9-game win streak was they did start calling plays like the defense wasn't good, because at the time, the defense wasn't good. We kept hearing all the rust that needed to be knocked off. There was rust. Oh, my God. How many weeks was there rust? How long does it take to get
a lot
rust
of rust?
Off? So much rust.
A lot of rust.
But
they did not have good things from the hardware store to remove rust.
No, they didn't. Yeah. Stop putting it in an area with tons of moisture. Jesus, come on, guys. But they were calling the offense, and they were calling the defense like the defense wasn't good, and that worked for them, and they got in a rhythm. And then I think at some point, maybe around win number 7, win number 8, everybody was so high on that pass rush, everybody was so high on what Justin Reed was doing, Kareem Jackson, Tyrann Mathieu, that you just kind of forgot that they're not a very good coverage team overall. That they're a defense that has some strengths, but they still have a lot of holes, and I think that helped them out in that stretch. But no matter what happens, if you have the decision, if you can make the decision to be aggressive, and you have Deshaun Watson as your quarterback against a team like the Patriots with Tom Brady and the Colts with Andrew Luck, when you've played them this season before, they have looked like gods against that pass coverage.
Yeah.
When you have Andrew Luck throwing touchdowns to Pascal in the end zone over Sharice Wright, who can't even cover as well as Bernardrick McKinney's helmet, like that's that you know if you have. At any point in your season, hey, that was an 83-yard touchdown to Nelson Agholor from Nick Foles. You know you don't have a very good secondary.
Well, and you had Tyrann Mathieu matched up in man coverage in a game where you've lost your top three corners. So I think that was an unfortunate circumstance of just bodies. And the Eagles are a smart offensive team. Doug Peterson's a good play caller. Nick Foles runs that system really, really well. And they're talented, you know?
They are.
You know, but your point is a fair one. Look, they've been getting beaten in the passing game by less talented teams than the one they faced last Sunday. Now, this is a significantly less talented team offensively, especially at quarterback. So we'll talk more about this game as we roll on with the show.